some of those guys are out there today. We haven't been able to get them all to work this Tuesday thing so well. Is that sort of sometimes a little bit of a downside of having a nice streak?
It is. It's a product of using the same guys every day for quite a while. And some of the other guys need to pitch. And, you know, today they weren't as sharp as we've seen them before. All of them have pitched really well at times. And, you know, when you haven't pitched in 6 or 7 days, like some of them, you know, it's tough to locate.
What did you think of Frankie Montes today?
I thought he was good. It was just a couple of big hits that they got off him, you know, early in game, Encarnacion, and then the Kipnis hit, the Ramirez hit. Other than that, I thought he pitched closer to what we've seen, you know, other than the last two starts.
Hatcher has pitched well recently. What did you think he
pitched? Yeah, he's pitched really well. I mean, he's gone. His ERA has gone from, what was it, 8 or 9, down into the 3s, and then hasn't pitched in, what was it, 7 days, I think, going into today. So, you know, he was throwing strikes, just gave up some hits, and then, you know, we're trying to get a ground ball, and Lucas is the guy we're trying to get a ground ball with, and, you know, he hasn't pitched in a while either.
Walks have been a problem for Frankie the past couple outings. Today he doesn't walk anyone,
right?
But he gives up hits when he's ahead in the count a couple times. Do you want to see maybe a little more out of the zone here?
You know, I think the one he had a little trouble with was the fastball in to the lefties was creeping back out over the plate. And for the most part, it had been going away, and then you got to claim that part of the plate, and that was the one he had a little difficult time with. A little bit of a balance. We don't want to see him walk, guys. So when you have that kind of stuff, and you can throw 96, 97 miles an hour. If you're trying to put them away 0-2, I get it. But just made a couple bad pitches.
Yeah, I know it ultimately didn't factor. You guys running three outs on the base paths. Is that something that concerns you, or is it just effort, instinctual kind of things that happen there today?
Not effort. These guys play hard every day. You know, as far as you can talk about Marcus getting picked off.
Yeah, and then also Kenna, he did not see the ball get caught.
You know what, he's running on the pitch, so he's just got to keep going. He's not going to be able to get back. If it falls, he's at third base. If not, that's on me, because I was the one who sent him. As far as Marcus at first, it was a balk that got him picked off, in my opinion.
And that call that really said he didn't play, live with
that
last one?
I don't live with any of them. It's just what it is. Close plays are sometimes going to go your way, a lot of times not.
Despite this loss, though, this ball club has been playing right. Such great ball. Can you just talk about this stretch and how this team has really come together and this late inning kind of magic that this team seems to have?
Yeah, it is. We really played well. And it's unfortunate that this game got completely out of hand for us, because the guys felt great about not only playing well but coming back. And we felt like we had a chance to come back there. In the seventh and eighth innings too, and you know, we didn't come all the way back, but we got some good at bats there, and then it just got a little out of hand. So I don't think this is, you know, we have an off day. It's probably coming at the right time for us to play quite a few games in a row. We were in, you know, on the road for a while, and we have to go back out for a while, so it's coming at the right time. But the guys have played really well, just one loss today.
Good.